Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
I am joined by Heather here in St. Canice's Cathedral. Stunning building. Heather, will you just introduce yourself, please?
Good morning. Yes, I'm Heather Sharman, and I'm the chairperson of the organising committee of the Tree Festival.
So tell me, I'm here to look at all of these wonderful Christmas trees. Tell me a little bit about the Christmas Tree Festival here in St. Canice's Cathedral.
Well, our first one was in 2015, and obviously we had a couple of years without for COVID, but it has grown, and the types of trees are just amazing. We have 117 here, and they're all different, and there are several with the recycling. People are becoming more conscious of that kind of theme.
Yeah, and I'm really struck by that as I walk around. There are so many with particular recycled materials, but we've stopped in front of one here. Will you tell me a little bit about this tree? It's by the Mother of Fairlove School.
It's the Mother Fairlove, and they have sprayed it silver, but they have 70 plastic bottles, 25 drinking cans, 35 sheets of paper, 6 sheets of bubble wrap, 10 toilet rolls, a broken bar stool, 2 metres of used tin foil, and 20 old CDs. Cardboard and old wire hangers, and it's stunning.
It's absolutely stunning, isn't it? And it really shows that message of how you can take waste and use it in a constructive way to add to be something creative and beautiful.
Yes, it's absolutely, and really to look at it initially you wouldn't think that was all in it, so it was great that they actually supplied a list of what was in it, which makes it all more meaningful.
Do you find that over the years that's become a message from people? Like when I look around, there's some pallets, there's bricks, there's old clothing that's been upcycled into new things. It's taken the old and kind of recreating it into something magical for Christmas.
Yes, I think people are more conscious, and some people don't want to spend a fortune creating a tree, so they improvise, they look around their house, they look around their school, and what can we use? And we're standing close to one which is representing global warming, and it's polar bears and ice caps, and they're looking at a tree made totally out of plastic and see their environment vanishing. So it's very clever too.
Yeah, it's quite poignant, isn't it?
Yes, it's sad for the oceans what's happening, but we have a global problem and that's it.
And I hear loads of little kids coming through in the background. What's the kind of feedback from people when they come in and see all of these lovely trees?
Well, it's magical, because initially when we said a Christmas tree festival, nobody really had a clue what it was going to be like. There was a lady here yesterday, thought we might have 2 trees. She could not get over. We have 117, and a lot of the local schools have made them, so they all come in their classes then to view them.
Yeah, to see them all together, and I'm sure they're massively proud of what they've created.
They are, and a lot of them brought mummies and daddies back at the weekend to show them their creations, which is always good.
And nannies and granddads too, I'm sure. What happens to the trees once the festival is finished? Because we're here on Tuesday, and I know you finish up today.
Yeah, sadly everything has to come down this evening, because obviously the cathedral is used for other events now, with concerts and carol services. So tonight, everybody to put up a tree has to take it home with them. And where they put it, maybe back in their school or in their home, or bits of it go somewhere in their home. But yeah, it's always sad to see them go, but we can't keep them forever.
And it's such a lovely representation of ages. So we have the schools, we have community groups, like there's a huge span of organisations represented here, isn't there?
There are, especially the special needs schools and groups of adults. We have nursing homes, and they all come in and they're so proud to see their things displayed equally with everybody else. And I think that's so important. It's a real community event.
How many of you are involved in the committee here, Heather, to get this up and running every year?
Well, we have 6. One or two have changed over the time. And then we have people who are on over the stalls that we have, like a Christmas fair and giant raffle. So it's all, and we do teas and, you know, it's just a lovely, welcoming, warm place to come, sit down, have a browse and have a cuppa and a chat and meet people. All people meet that haven't seen each other for ages too.
Gorgeous. I'm struck by a crocheted piece over there. So I'm going to have a wander around and look at some of the items on display here. Thank you so much for the chat.
You're very welcome, and it's nice to get as much out there as possible. Every year we say, oh, can we do it again? But then it comes around, we say, oh yeah, probably will.
It comes around very quickly, doesn't it? These 12 months, they fly by.
They do, because we have to notify people about September, so especially for schools and that, they can plan then their project
Brilliant. Well, listen, I'm going to take some pictures and we'll have them up on our social media for people to have a look at all of the lovely work that's been created here across the community in Kilkenny. Thank you so much, Heather.
You're very welcome.
Divine.